Praised be Jesus and Mary. Just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave to the Son the possession of life in himself. Unlike us, God can be said to truly possess life. He never loses it. It never gets away from him like it gets away from us. We can hardly be said to possess life, we who are either always looking forward to a future moment that's not here yet, or are already reminiscing about a moment that's in the past because it's gotten away from us. And we can hardly be said to possess life, which is a present moment that's hard to even define, an instant that just keeps getting away from us. God alone possesses life, and because we don't possess it, it's only when we give our lives to him that they become eternal life. It's only when we let God take possession of our lives that our lives become eternal. And it's only when our lives become his, completely his, that they also become ours, truly ours. If we try to keep them for ourselves, we inevitably wind up losing them, as our Lord tells us in the Gospel. So that these words give us comfort. Our Lord has come to give us life, abundant life, eternal life, but for that to happen, he must possess it. We must give it to him. We must allow him to take possession of it, so that in becoming his, our lives might truly become ours, they might become eternal life, and they might never be lost, but be possessed in God for all eternity. Praised be Jesus and Mary.